it's fair to say that the increased costs of living are affecting all of us at the moment. But we know that there are customers in all parts of our region, including Market Harborough, who are really battling and struggling with just the day-to-day costs that we're all facing. And we want to announce this, or we're announcing this plan today, because we don't want anybody to be worried about a water bill landing on their doorstep. So Severn Trent customers already have the second lowest bills in the country, and that works out just about just over £1 a day for all your water and wastewater services. But we want to go much further and help those families that really are on a low income. That, for that reason, we've announced today that we've launched a £30 million fund that will allow up to 100,000 customers to have their bills reduced by 90%. And that's on top of the 215,000 customers that we already help every single day. So that's our plan. And hopefully that'll be well received by those customers that are struggling to pay their bills at this tough time.
Who are the kind of customers that will be eligible for the reductions?
So we've worked with the Consumer Council for Water to identify customers who are deemed in water poverty. And we think that that is households whereby the annual income is at £16,000 per year or less. Clearly, people that have financial challenges on a day-to-day basis. So we're looking to help those individuals. But what we would encourage any Severn Trent customer to do, if you are facing financial difficulty, please get in touch with us and we'll look to support you wherever we can.
Is this a scheme that's going to continue indefinitely, or is it for a set period of time?
So we will continually evaluate this scheme in terms of the support that we provide. Obviously, we all hope that the current financial challenges that we're all facing do start to ease over time, which I'm sure will be the case. But as it stands at the moment, we'll be looking to support as many of those customers as we possibly can in terms of just helping them to pay their bills. So just a reminder, this is 100,000 customers on top of the 215,000 that we already support. So as far as it stands, we'll continue monitoring the situation, but we don't see a reason at the moment why that would change.
If people do need to get in touch with you, they think they need help, is it best for them just to give you a call?
So we've got lots of information available on our website, or people can get in touch with us either. We've got lots of different contact methods, and give us a call, drop us an email. We've even got a WhatsApp service available as well. So whatever suits the individual, please contact us and we'll do everything we can to help.